Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to LAFPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Wendy Graff. Wendy is an award-winning playwright whose plays include Behind the Gates, Lessons, Leipzig, The Book of Esther, In the Time of Elephants, A Hollywood Fable, L.A. Tales, The Cross and the Saber, and Shanghai Ghetto. She's a member of Theater West, Ensemble Studio Theater Writing Unit, and Actors Studio Playwrights Directors Unit. And today we'll be speaking about her newest work, No Word in Guyanese for Me. So welcome to you, Wendy.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Good, good. No Word in Guyanese for Me begins right as the curtain rises with visual depictions of two cultures, the abaya and the hijab, as well as the black trench coat. So I wondered, why was it important for you to begin Hannah's journey with these images, and how has the main character managed to hold on to both seemingly contradictory aspects of her being?
Well, the play essentially starts at the end. And at the end, she's not dressed in religious garments, you know, and she at the end is when she's faced with her decision of, you know, how to hold on to her faith while being true to herself. So then as she goes back, as she tells the story of her life and how she came to arrive at that moment, is when she goes into the abaya and the hijab.
Well, as you say, the play depicts Hannah's journey from about the age of 5, I think, when she is growing
right.
up in Guyana, to the age of 24 when the play, when, as you say, the moment that the play is sort of over. Along the way, she's forced to question the idea of family as one of the many things she's forced to question. So what does that mean to you, kind of within the scope of this work?
What does it mean to me to question family?
Yes.
Well, I guess that's sort of been the theme of all my plays and all my work. My work always seems to come back to the same thing. You know, identity, who am I in the world? Who am I within my family? What is family? Mm-hmm. You know, and so often my characters redefine what is family and who they are in the world and who they are vis-a-vis their family. And what can they accept within the framework of their family's demands, and what do they have to say, that life isn't mine anymore.
Mm.
I need to move on to a new life.
Well, as Hannah questions her identity and her faith, she's also grappling with her sexuality. So she gives up photography at one point in the play to enter into an arranged marriage, and this part of her kind of begins to die as she pretends to be someone she's not. So I wondered what role creativity played for Hannah as she developed into the person that she's going to eventually become.
Well, photography really opened up her eyes to the world, and it opened up the possibilities of another life to her. And, you know, it took her out of this very, very limited world and sort of showed her the outside world metaphorically through another lens.
Mm.
You know, we refer to the photography a lot of times. You know, at one point when she sees her life so clearly that she hasn't really seen before, she says that it was as if the lens of the camera brought it all into hard focus.
Mm. That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. And given that this year, 2011, is the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and Osama bin Laden, just right now, as of this recording, has been just killed in Pakistan, I wondered if you'd had any advanced feedback on the play related to those events.
No, I didn't have any feedback. What I wanted to do was show how 9/11 affected people in the Muslim community.
Mm.
You know, the people who she goes, you know, she takes you through this journey through 9/11, and we see it through her eyes, through her family's eyes, which are all varied responses, you know, and again, through her lens.
Mm-hmm.
you know, instead of us standing outside of it, I mean, I'm not Muslim, and, you know, through the whole 9/11 thing, I never really considered, you know, in a deep sense, how this would affect Muslims.
Right.
And it affected them in so many ways. I mean, way at the beginning, you know, with racial profiling and being pulled aside at the airport and all this kind of thing. And since the play is based on the, you know, inspired by some stories of young Muslims, teenagers, and I had talked to and investigated, you know, some of their reactions, the way they reacted to it, and the way that they were treated, et cetera.
That was my next question, actually. So that's perfect. I was wondering how you kind of gathered the material to work. I don't want to give away the whole plot of the play, but to work on the various aspects of this play that bring it all together into a story. So you're saying you worked with some younger people?
Well, it was inspired by a lot of stories that I had gathered about young Muslims, young gay Muslims, you know, which is, you know, not a huge part of the population right now, at least out in the open.
Right.
And, you know, then, of course, it's all knitted together and fictionalized, and myself is brought into it. I actually had started this. This came out of Behind the Gates, which was a young girl dealing with Jewish fundamentalism.
Okay.
And then I started discovering all these stories of Muslim fundamentalism, and they were not so different. Mm-hmm. They were frighteningly similar. And it was funny because I'm Jewish, and I talked to my rabbi about this, and he said, look, fundamentalism is fundamentalism no matter how you dress it up. And again, that I keep going back to that theme a lot in my work, because I guess I'm an angry person. I don't feel anybody has the right to have God taken away from them.
Mm.
To, you know, follow our rules or you're going to hell. Follow our rules or you're dead to us. Follow our rules or you're not really a Jew, a Muslim, a Christian. You know?
Well, I think that's amazing. And hopefully you will kind of get some feedback and I feel begin at least a new dialogue towards healing of fundamentalism, perhaps of differences among people of different religions. So that's great. I wondered also, before we have to end, if there's anything new that you're working on that you wanted to talk about or anything that you can talk about right now?
Well, I'm in the very, very, very early stages. In fact, I started it right before this play was, you know, went up, and then when it went up, you know, I had to turn on my attention to that. I'm not good at like splitting my focus and multitasking. But it's about two half sisters who didn't know about each other. One is an Iraqi who was born to an American serviceman and his mistress in Iraq in the 80s, and the other is his original American daughter. And you know, once again, I go to identity, family, you know, home. Identity, family, home. Those are my themes.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
No Word in Guyanese for Me runs from May 14th through June 12th at the Sidewalk Studio Theater in Burbank. The play stars Ovation Award winner Anna Kaja and is directed by Anita Kanzadian. For more information about tickets, please call 800-838-3006 or go to www.brownpapertickets.com/event/155636. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.